From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. As he proceeds with his study of the Book of Romans, Dr. Cairns brings the concluding portion of a message entitled, Nothing to Boast About. The text is chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. Paul had answered the question, How shall a man be just with God? By pointing to Christ. The Jews insisted that their heritage from Abraham and their observance of the law of Moses assured them of entrance into heaven. Paul refuted their claim by showing that the gospel which he is preaching is the gospel revealed in the Old Testament scriptures. In other words, in spiritual matters, the Bible is the sole authority. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First, we invite your attention to this devotional thought taken from Morning and Evening, a collection from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon. Today's text is Colossians chapter 4 and verse 2, Continue in Prayer. It is interesting to remark how large a portion of sacred writ is occupied with the subject of prayer, either in furnishing examples, enforcing precepts, or pronouncing promises. We scarcely open the Bible before we read, Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. And just as we're about to close the volume, the amen of an earnest supplication meets our ears. Instances are plentiful. Here we find a wrestling Jacob, there a Daniel who prayed three times a day, and a David who with all his heart called upon his God. On the mountain we see Elias, in the dungeon Paul and Silas. We have multitudes of commands and myriads of promises. What does this teach us but the sacred importance and necessity of prayer? We may be certain that whatever God has made prominent in His Word, He intended to be conspicuous in our lives. If He has said much about prayer, it is because He knows we have much need of it. So deep are our necessities that until we are in heaven, we must not cease to pray. Dost thou want nothing? Then I fear thou dost not know thy poverty. Hast thou no mercy to ask of God? Then may the Lord's mercy show thee thy misery. A prayerless soul is a Christless soul. Prayer is the lisping of the believing infant, the shout of the fighting believer, the requiem of the dying saint falling asleep in Jesus. It is the breath, the watchword, the comfort, the strength, the honor of a Christian. If thou be a child of God, thou wilt seek thy Father's face and live in thy Father's love. Pray that this year thou mayest be holy, humble, zealous, and patient. Have closer communion with Christ, and enter oftener into the banqueting house of His love. Pray that thou mayest be an example and a blessing unto others, and that thou mayest live more to the glory of thy Master. The motto for this year must be, Continue in Prayer.
Thank you.
From time to time here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. As we've mentioned, all of these video clips have been available on the LTBSradio.com website. Now we're pleased to make available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of Q&A with Alan Cairns free of charge simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD of Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email ltbs@freepress.org. That's ltbs@freepress.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Finally, if you wish, you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
But I invite you to read 1 Peter. Do you remember how it starts? Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. And we've already got further in theology than most people who have ever done their M.D. in. But to whom was he writing this? Chapter 2, to newborn babes in Christ. They were only saved. And they were already getting into what we would count deep doctrine. In other words, in those days when people got saved, they really took seriously learning what the Bible says. What does it say? Most churches, I could not preach many of the messages that I've preached in this pulpit. Most of them I couldn't do. I'm very much aware that when I look back at what we have done in the book of Romans, not that it's anything deep or brilliant, but I have to confess, in most pulpits I could not dare to preach it, because I'm asking people to think, to follow a logical course of thought, to follow an argument through, to see what the Bible is really saying. And people want to be entertained when they come to church. They want to go out feeling good because they've heard a nice story, or because the music program has been so superlatively wonderful. And I'm not going to do that. I can't, for a start. I've never really learned the art of the storyteller. I wish I had. But anyway, I have a deep conviction that the only emotion that high feeling of well-being that is going to last, the only thrill that is really of God, is that which is a response of the soul to great spiritual truth. I believe in emotion and religion, but I believe in an emotion that's dredged from the depths of our being by the revelation of the truth of God. What saith the Scripture? And I'll tell you this, when Paul got that question out and gave the answer, he was saying, that's an end of the matter. When the Bible speaks, it's time for us to shut up and listen. I'm not here to argue with the Scripture. I'm not here to seek to trim the Scripture. It is not my job to have a fight with what the Bible says, or think that I can go beyond the Scripture. When the Bible speaks, that is an end of the matter. That's it. What saith the Scripture? And that's what he starts answering in Romans chapter 4. Now you'll be delighted to know that after these 5 or 10 minutes, I haven't got to the beginning of my message. I said we would deal with verses 1 through 5. And I thought I would get through at least the first point of those. And I haven't even got announcing what it's all about yet. So I guess I have some preparation done for next week. I want you to think of this, and we will take it up in detail next week. If you remember in the little book that I produced at the beginning of these studies, dealing with the theme of righteousness and life by grace in Christ, how that the gospel announces the grace of the Savior, chapter 4, I called the principle of grace. We'll deal with that principle next week. In this chapter, it's saying that from the case of Abraham, the Old Testament shows that no man can be accepted by God on the merits of his own righteousness or by means of his own obedience, but solely by grace through faith. That's from the case of Abraham, remembering that they thought Abraham had merit in his faith, righteousness in his life, and therefore God accepted him. He's saying, no, 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 you've got the cart before the horse. We're going to look at Abraham and we'll see that the very opposite to your view is the truth. And the gospel that I'm preaching of an all-sufficient righteousness in Christ is the truth of God. I want you to take that home with you tonight. The gospel of an all-sufficient righteousness in Christ is the truth of God. If you have come here tonight burdened by guilt, the natural feeling is, what can I do to get rid of it? I have to do more and more. I have to feel bad about what I've done. I've got to feel, and more feel. And then I've got to do, and more do. And No, that's not the way. The answer to guilt is not in purgatory or its sufferings here or hereafter. The answer to guilt is in the righteous obedience of Jesus Christ, who has kept the law in his life and paid its penalty in his death, and who presents to God a complete propitiation, a sacrifice to put away his wrath against the sins of his people, and presents to us a complete reconciliation and acceptance with God, a complete righteousness and justification unto eternal life. That's the answer to guilt. That's how people get saved, by taking Christ as their all-sufficient righteousness. It's also how people live after they're saved. Because you know, this matter of guilt is one that torments many a believer. You're buffeted and battered by the world. You feel your failure. If you don't feel your failure, I doubt that you're a Christian at all. I don't know that a person can live close to the Lord and not feel like Isaiah, woe is me, for I am undone, I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. The holiest people I've ever known have been the people who have had the most acute sense of their own sinfulness, their own unworthiness. What do you do with that feeling of failure? What do you do with that feeling of guilt? Some Christians look back to what they were before they were saved, and the devil keeps bringing it up, and they can't get beyond the memory of it. Some Christians look back to failures in their Christian life, and they can't get the victory, and they can't get over the memory of it. What's the answer to guilt? Well, obviously, it's not more guilt. Shouldn't that be clear? And yet, what's the answer that's offered in most of our churches is to make you feel even more guilty in them, and they've made you feel real rotten and guilty. Put your hand up or walk the aisle, and that's supposed to do something for you. No. I close. I can't sing it. Not because I can't sing, you all know that's not true. I'll not sing it, but I'll recite it. It's one of a couple of hymns. As I've told you before, my dad used to go about the house singing, especially in his old age. I can remember going up and hearing him as he was preparing for bed, and the room door was closed, and I can still remember the occasion walking up and hearing him. And I think he was singing to himself. He was musical. Don't know how I missed it. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. And the things of earth, even its guilt and its shame, the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. May God turn our eyes on Christ tonight, who of God is made unto us who believe righteousness. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let us all pray. Father in heaven, we thank Thee for the gospel of the free grace of God in the Lord Jesus Christ. We do thank Thee and praise Thee, O God, for salvation rich and full and free. We thank Thee for a justification that depends on Christ's righteousness and not ours. We thank Thee that God's people have a perfect obedience to the law, for it's Christ's obedience made over to their account. O Lord, in Jesus' name, therefore, we give Thee thanks, and we pray that Thou wilt write Thy word upon every heart. And God grant that this Sabbath evening, any who have come without Christ may be so convicted by the Spirit of God and enlightened by the word of Thy truth as to come to Christ, as He's freely offered in the gospel. Bless Thy word to Thy people as well. Lord, we pray, awaken in us a desire to know what the Scripture says. And, O Lord, to come to terms with this glorious revelation of justifying grace in Jesus Christ. So, Lord, hear our cry and answer our prayer. Bless the time of fellowship and singing. Grant that the songs of Zion may rend the heavens tonight, and that even hell and Satan may tremble at the thought of the praise and the sound of the praise of our great Redeemer. Bless those who worship in song. Grant, O Lord, that from this house this evening will arise to the throne of God a testimony worthy of the name of our Savior. Answer us abundantly, we pray, and part us with Thy blessing, the blessing of the triune God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be our portion now and evermore. We pray, giving Thee our thanks. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.